Could God Really Love Someone Like Me? By Chris Russell. Read by Jason Brown. Today's verse comes from Romans 8:38 through 39. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Today's big question: is it possible that God could love someone like me? Love is one of God's most central attributes. The scriptures tell us that God is love. God's love is clearly shown in His plan for our salvation, which was worked out through His only Son as a sacrifice for us. God's word comes from the pure love and, in this sense, is a type of love letter towards us. The very act of revelation to us is an act of intimate love between the Creator and His creation. The Bible shows us clearly how we can have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ because of God's love towards us. When I was a younger Christian, I had a difficult time comprehending God's love for me. I had knowledge of His love, but I didn't really understand the depth of His love for me. That is, I did not fully grasp that love until December 22, 1993. That was the day that my first child was born, the day when I became a dad. I gained a whole new world of understanding about God's love for me. I remember the flood of emotion that I felt when I saw my son for the first time. That was an overwhelming experience for me, and my heart overflowed with love for him. I also remember the moment soon thereafter when it dawned on me, "Wow, you mean God loves me this much?" I had no idea. For the first point in my life, I began to get a glimpse of the depth of God's love for me, and I found that to be truly astonishing. That new sense of God's love became a new motivation for my serving Him. You see, when you become aware of the depth of God's love, it changes you. It changes the way you want to live your life, the reason why you want to live for Him, and the depth of your commitment toward Him. Here's today's big idea. As you become aware of the depth of God's love for you, allow that realization to become the driving force in your obedience to Him. What to pray? Pray that God will help you sense His love for you, and pray that He will help you to respond to His love with complete devotion to Him.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
We're hosts of the Kynos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
To learn more and subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.